What is up, everyone? This is Eric Davis. Welcome back to our podcast at Fandango. We are live from San Diego Comic-Con. I am with Sean O'Connell. We just literally got out of the Marvel panel, which was bazonkers. And we're here to just talk about our big moments. And let's start with the Marvel panel. Sean, big announcement. The Avengers 2 has a title. It's called Avengers Age of Ultron.
Right.
The guy behind me slapped me slapped me in the head when he was saying Ultron. For those who don't know what that even means, right, help us out.
Well, the fun part was the Marvel panel was building. It had Thor, a full Thor trailer, which was amazing. A Cap panel with a trailer that was also great. They had Guardians of the Galaxy footage. And then, of course, who comes out but Joss Whedon to sort of deliver the punch. And earlier this morning, I was talking with a friend who we were saying, is the villain in Avengers 2 going to be Thanos? Or is Thanos too big? Do you save him for 3? And we said, well, if it isn't Thanos, then who could it be? And my friend was like, well, maybe it's Ultron. Ultron is this, it's going to be hard not to compare him to Iron Man. He's a total metal robot. He doesn't have a person inside of it. And he's created from the same adamantium that's laced on Wolverine's bones. So he's unbreakable. And for that reason, he always creates a lot of problems for the heroes that he fights. He blasts this energy laser beam out of his mouth. He's virtually an indestructible opponent, and so I'm going to assume that somehow, either through Guardians, maybe something in Thor, he'll get released or introduced somehow and find his way down to Earth, and maybe when he hits our planet, that's why the Avengers have to reassemble, because the gist of this clip was, if we need them again, they'll come back together, and so there's going to have to be a threat big enough to get them together, and it's going to have to be Ultron.
Yeah, the Marvel panel, of course, was great. The Cap footage was great. The Thor footage was great. For me, the highlight of the Marvel panel really was Guardians of the Galaxy, which is like 10 to 15 days into shooting, and somehow they had this reel of footage put together that sort of, it was just so playful. I think it's going to be Marvel's funniest movie, but it just felt like Star Wars meets the A-Team, meets like, I don't even know, but it was just, it was so great, and I didn't know what to expect from this movie, but it just really, I think the audience was giddy. It ended with Hooked on a Feeling as they're introducing the characters, and they're running around, and they got a Rocket Raccoon shooting guns, and it just looked glorious.
Yeah, it sets them up as a ragtag team, basically. The kind of team that we all like to get behind, of losers, lovable losers. And it had John C. Reilly sort of introducing this prison lineup of them. And when he gets to the end, he's like, they call themselves the Guardians of the Galaxy with like this total tone of just indignance. And it was great. And Chris Pratt sort of steals the show. He's definitely playing this anti-hero. He has a bit of a Han Solo vibe to him. He was great on the panel. They announced that Benicio del Toro is playing someone named The Collector. And I think that's a big reveal. I don't think that's been out there yet. So a lot of news out of the Marvel panel. I think another big story that broke earlier today that we wanted to touch on was Warner Brothers taking over at the end of their panel and announcing that 2015, but the next Man of Steel, the next Superman movie, is going to be a Superman-Batman crossover.
Which I have to say, Sean,
yes,
when we talked about the Man of Steel in June, this is exactly what we talked about. And I remember saying, they're not going to do a Justice League movie. They're not going to do a Man of Steel 2. They're going to do a Batman and Superman movie before anything else. So I'd like to just give myself credit for that before Sean goes ahead.
So the question was, who's going to be Batman? And there was not a reveal, but is it going to be Christian Bale? Will they throw Robert Downey Jr. type money at him to come back and continue what happened in the Nolan universe and roll it into a Batman versus Superman?
Do you think they should?
Yes, totally, because I think what happens, they put a quote up on the screen during the reveal, and it was from The Dark Knight Returns, and it's a quote that Batman or Bruce Wayne gives to Clark Kent, and he says, I always want you to remember the hand around your throat of the man who beat you, Clark, because Batman figures out a way to stop Superman. So I kind of, and I'm totally speculating, but I think that Bruce Wayne is going to see the destruction that happened in Metropolis and have to respond to this new alien being on our planet who is Superman. And maybe he'll suit up in the exoskeleton and maybe he'll take down Superman. And I don't know, fanboy speculation, but it's happening and it's coming in 2015.
We should touch on just two more big moments at Comic-Con that everybody's talking about. Were, of course, the Spider-Man 2 footage, right, which looked great. And X-Men. I mean, they literally brought out every person that's ever been in an X-Men movie and showed a lot of footage from X-Men Days of Future Past. So let's touch on that first. I felt like the footage kind of looked grim. A little bit gritty, kind of very interesting. What did you think about that footage?
I think it answered a big question because I wanted to know, we know that there's going to be two different timelines, and We knew that one of the timelines was going to take place with the X-Men First Class cast and take place in the 70s with younger Charles Xavier and younger Magneto. But it looked like, from what they showed in this footage, and they showed it to us twice, which was very cool, that there's going to be an older Charles Xavier and an older Magneto set in a distant future. It's not going to take place right after Brett Ratner's The Last Stand. And that's the part that Eric's talking about. It looked bombed out. It looked like they've been going through hell. And they're sending Logan back to the past so he can convince Charles Xavier, young Charles Xavier, played by James McAvoy, to change that path, you know, to start believing in humanity again. And I think it's going to play off of a lot of what happened in First Class where, you know, Magneto tried to say humans are going to be against us. The one thing we didn't see in that footage that I really thought we were going to see is Sentinels. And we've seen some Sentinels around San Diego Comic-Con, statues, just, you know, displays, but no footage. And I thought for sure we'd see some Sentinels. But it at least answered the question of where the one timeline is going to be and how it's going to interact with the other. And Eric's right. The panel was unbelievable. And the media might have known. Press kind of had an idea that all these X-Men were going to show up. But nobody sitting around me in Hall H had any idea that the amount of people were going to be there. They thought they were only going to see Hugh Jackman and some Wolverine footage, and people were losing their minds. They just couldn't believe the amount of star power that was up on that stage, and it was really cool just to experience it, like, with fans who were freaking out at the amount of people that were up there. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was definitely, I think, a highlight of the movie. I think somebody said, you know, this was better when we brought out the Avengers. I mean, it was definitely a cast. When they brought out all of those people, you definitely were able to step back and say, wow, this is a cast and a half. I mean, you're looking at two X-Men franchises in one movie. It's a lot of characters. If I have one kind of, thing I'm wary of, is it's a lot of characters. So we'll see how they all work out together. But it was really fun seeing some of those old X-Men characters that we're fans of back on the big screen. So that was really good. Let's finish with Spider-Man. We're both big Spider-Man fans. And I'm really curious, because I haven't spoken to you yet about this, about what you thought of the Spider-Man 2 footage.
I really enjoyed it. And obviously, I'm going to say that because I love Spider-Man. I like what Mark Webb is doing. But I was really impressed with the amount of action. They really stepped up the scale of the action. They showed some Rhino footage, or Paul Giamatti before he turns into the Rhino. They showed a lot of Electro footage. And the point of their panel was to say that Electro is the main villain. Because, you know, a fan asked, we're getting concerned. There's a lot of characters. There's a lot of villains. Is it going to be too overcrowded? Don't make it Spider-Man 3 again. And Mark Webb just wanted to say, it's definitely an Electro story. I think Jamie Foxx is really good as Electro. We've seen some photos of him as the nerdy sort of Max Dillon. The footage ends with this great fight in Times Square where Electro's pulling all the power out of the billboards and Spider-Man does this really great stunt to catch a police car. It had a lot of humor, and that's what I love about it. I love a sarcastic, wise-ass Peter Parker, and I think Andrew Garfield is perfect for that. They're writing that into that character, so I was really impressed by the Spider-Man footage. What did you think?
Yeah, I really liked it too. And, you know, it seems like that what they're doing is that they're starting off the film where Spider-Man's really enjoying being Spider-Man, and he's cocky and he's funny and he kind of dances around. And then, you know, they start complicating his life a lot. And one thing that we notice introducing Paul Giamatti and not overcrowding it with villains is, I think what it seemed like is Paul Giamatti is going to have the big first set piece, action piece of the film. And then we may not even see him, honestly, until the next film. Speaking to Mark Webb and speaking to Jamie Foxx while we've been here, I get the feeling that they have a trilogy worked out, and this Spider-Man 4 that they've announced, I think, is going to be a Sinister Six movie. And Jamie Foxx actually literally brought that up to me without commenting about anything. But I did ask him, you know, are you around? Are you around for more movies? And he said, look, electricity never dies. So I think it's going to be a Sinister Six movie in that fourth movie, and I think that's what they're going to build towards. So don't get scared by there being a lot of villains, because I think a lot of these characters are going to be colored in the world but may not step up to the forefront until future movies.
Yeah, but that all that being said, nothing that I saw this week or these past few days matched the intensity of what just happened in Hall H for the Marvel panel. The people waited in line all day. They got into Hall H early. They stayed there for the Marvel panel. This clearly was the big daddy. And when Joss Whedon walked out on that stage to just reveal a simple title, the place explodes. And that title being The Age of Ultron. And I think that's going to make a big difference in terms of what's happening in the rest of Phase 2 and going into Phase 3. And we'll be reporting it all right here on Fandango.
Yeah, yeah, and it'll be interesting to see what happens. You know, one big thing that was really fun this year, it seemed like this was the year where people came out as their own characters. Andrew Garfield came out on stage in the Spider-Man outfit, actually sitting down at the panel as Spider-Man. Tom Hiddleston just came out on stage as Loki in character. And we were speaking afterwards briefly, and we said, but this is what it's about. It's becoming more of a show. And if you looked at the Marvel presentation, it's unlike any of the other panels. They really make it a show. You know, in the middle of a conversation, they'll drop the lights and boom, and they'll hit you with footage. And the crowd, they have the crowd eating out of their hands, and they know how to put on a show. And I mean, we're giddy. We've been smiling the entire time because of what Marvel just did. And it was just a really fun show.
It's our hope that a lot of this footage that they shared makes it onto the web soon. I think that Thor trailer will be out soon because it looked really finished. I couldn't believe how finished the Guardians trailer looked. They said that they just started filming about 10 days ago in London, and it looked amazing, had a really good tone to it. A Cap trailer should be coming. I hope the Spider-Man footage gets out there. The Days of Future Past footage looks like it could be out there soon. That's the beautiful thing about getting here to San Diego, is being able to see all this footage, but you really want to share it with the people who are at home. So I hope the studios figure out some way to do that.
Successful year. I think it was a successful year for Comic-Con. I had a really good time. I think what we saw was good. I wasn't dissatisfied with any of the footage that I saw. Right. Not, you know, a lot of these films didn't have a lot to show, but the stuff that they did show, I liked. I loved the Captain America 2 stuff. Opened up with this awesome elevator fight that reminded me of the elevator fight from Die Hard 3 times like 50. And, you know, and the Thor stuff just, it, like, if Thor felt like a smaller film, this one just really opens it up, and it just looks like they really embrace the fantasy elements of Thor and of that character. And I don't know, I'm hard-pressed to say I was disappointed with this or I was disappointed with that. I mean, how do you feel? Successful year?
Definitely a successful year. I think the one thing that I missed that I might have seen in years past was there weren't as many surprises. I think we kind of knew what was coming from almost every panel, and the things that we're most excited about are things that were not announced. The Superman-Batman team-up was not announced. We didn't know it was coming. You kind of got a sense of some buzz that maybe it was going to happen, but when it dropped, it was really surprising. The announcement of the Avengers title, no one really knew that was coming. They thought maybe, but when it happened, it sort of blew people away. And so it's getting harder and harder, and I talked to Mark Webb about this with the Spider-Man stuff. It's getting so hard to preserve that surprise element when people go into the theater and finally get to see something. And I think that's becoming a problem at Comic-Con, too. The studios have to bring this footage, and they want to get fans excited. But when you track every step of the way, it's tough to maintain a lot of that shock value that really resonates in Hall H. But I wasn't disappointed with anything that I saw here. I just wish there was, like, it would have been great if, like, a Star Wars panel happened with some casting or something to come out and just out of the blue. But nothing happens out of the blue. It's too expensive these days.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, Star Wars and Marvel, we also thought Marvel was going to maybe announce some more movies, like a Doctor Strange movie or, you know, because they have some release dates that we don't know what movies are hitting yet. I think next month, you know, Disney has a convention of their own called D23, and that's in August, and I have a feeling that we're going to see some more Marvel announcements there. I think we'll get those movies for those release dates that they've announced, and then I think we're going to get our Star Wars announcements, or at least the big Star Wars announcements that we thought maybe we could have gotten here. We're going to get at D23. D23 is almost becoming like Comic-Con 2, but just for Disney movies. And Sean, I'm going to say, I look at 2015, and I know Disney has their own convention, but I mean, Disney is like taking over 2015, Avengers and Star Wars and Pixar, and I mean, they should have their own convention.
Yeah, and it's true. But who do we think is the winner of Comic-Con this year? What panel do you think had the most? Because I think it's probably Warner Legendary. Between the Godzilla footage that they aired, between the Man of Steel and Batman team-up, the Marvel panel was great, but I don't know in terms of the amount. Because I heard the Lego movie panel went over really well, too, in terms of really creative casting. And it's the guys who did 21 Jump Street. They're doing this Lego movie. There was a lot of exciting, but Gravity. I heard the Gravity clip played really, really well in Hall H. Warner might have won it this year, although Marvel gave them a really good run for their money.
I'm sorry, Sean. Warner's big Batman Superman announcement was great. Right. I already knew it in June, or at least I already predicted it in June. I wasn't surprised. Nothing beats Marvel. I mean, just that for sheer entertainment value, the way they construct the show and the way they kind of put in like, I mean, literally, I think Joss Whedon could have walked off that stage and just dropped the mic and just said, we own this place. We own this town. For me, it was Marvel. But you know what? All in all, it was a successful year here at Comic-Con. We had a great time. And I think I don't know about you, but I think we both look forward to geeking out a lot more about these films in the coming year.
Yeah, absolutely. And we still have a lot of things coming as the summer goes on. They showed a lot of Wolverine footage. We'll be talking about that next week in the podcast. We'll get a chance to see it hopefully by that point. We've got Kick-Ass 2 on the horizon. We've got Elysium still to talk about. So there's plenty of stuff to go over the summer with tickets that you can buy to these summer blockbusters. I know we're in San Diego, but there's a lot of stuff going on in your hometown at your multiplexes, and you can go out and see some really cool films in the coming weeks, and we'll be talking about them here on Fandango.
So there you go. Enjoy your weekend at the movies, everyone. Live from San Diego, we are out.